Movie film. Is it a movie? Or film? Is it a movie? Great movie. Or film? Fascinating. Is it a movie? Great movie. Or film? Fascinating. Is it a movie? Love that movie. Haven't heard of that. Is it a movie? My favorite movie. I'm a bit of a cinephile.
Hey, MFers, welcome back to another episode of Movie.
Film. It's the podcast where we pick a flick and decide if it's a movie or a film. Mm-hmm. I'm Nate, and this city, this whole country, is a strip club. You've got people tossing the money and people doing the dance.
And I'm Terrell. And you know what? I ain't even mad at you. Because you a hoe. I knew you was a hoe before you moved up here.
Oh, before you moved up here?
Mm-hmm.
Who's?
You've definitely heard it before.
Yeah.
It's Players Club.
No, I haven't seen Players Club.
Yeah, but you've heard it from...
Is it sampled in a song?
Anderson .Paak.
Oh. Okay.
It pops up at at the end of a few songs of his.
Hmm. You've heard mine, but I think it's been a while.
Hmm.
But it was one of your favorite movies of the year that it came out, which was only a couple years ago.
Is it Hustler?
It's Hustlers.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah. Movie about strippers.
Movie about strippers.
Because today we're doing a movie about strippers.
Yeah, we are.
Called Zola.
Yep. The Twitter sensation.
Yeah, the first feature to be adapted from a series of tweets.
Mm-hmm.
Though I did notice in the credits that it's also based on an article about the series of tweets.
Yeah. I wonder how...
They got some more context from that journalist.
Okay.
Before we get into that, though, let's do some crew love.
All right. Who's on the crew?
I like this one. I like this crew. These are the people that worked on Zola that also worked on other movies or films that we covered on the podcast. Starting with producer Christine Vichance, who produced Poison.
Ooh.
Yeah, favorite of mine. Editor, oh, the editing in this, in Zola, is so good, as well as the editing of another Joy McMillan project called Moonlight.
Nice.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
I actually rewatched Zola this morning with the commentary, and it's director Janixa Bravo with Joy McMillan, and nice to hear them chatting. Composer Micah Levy also did the compositions for Lover's Rock.
Okay.
And then we got three visual effects artists. Tim Ledoux did The Invitation. Andrew Lim did Lady Bird. And Alex Noble did Uncut Gems.
Ooh, this is a nice crew.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And everyone else is brand new to the movie film pod crew.
Mm-hmm.
But we love them too.
Nice.
Well done to everyone involved.
Well done. All right, we should run that trailer.
Let's hear it. Zola.
Hey, last month I went dancing at this cute spot in Florida where my roommate's girl made like 5 G's a night. Because
my we just met yesterday and you already trying to take hoe trips together?
Be ready by 2.
Hey, bitch!
You want to hear a story about how me and this bitch fell out? It's kind of long, but it's full of suspense.
You want to go somewhere with me?
That's my place. Shut it so bad.
Dear Heavenly Father, we are asking you a special prayer today. We asking you to send us niggas. Send us niggas with culture. Send us niggas with good credit.
What brings y'all here?
We make ish money.
Money, titties, money, titties.
From here on out, watch every move this bitch make.
This bitch with a nappy ass hair was up in my face.
Word.
Y'all want to trap?
Okay, wait, hold up.
Do not trip.
I got you, girls. A real nice spot.
This is messy. You are messy. Your brain is broke.
Is this what you came here for, Zola?
Do it look like I came for this?
With all this money you made, I'm so proud of you.
don't fuck with you. No more.
I didn't do nothing wrong.
I came to dance.
No, we're done with that.
Why you on my Twitter? Why you on my Facebook? Why you on my Tumblr?
Why are you DMing me? Sis, why are you tagging me in photos? You don't even fuck with me.
Sis, let me know. Yes, sis.
Zola is a 2020 American black comedy crime picture directed by Janixa Bravo and written by Bravo and Jeremy O. Harris, based on the viral Twitter thread from 2015 by Zola King and the resulting Rolling Stone article, Zola Tells All, the real story behind the greatest stripper saga ever tweeted by David Kushner.
Were you on Twitter at the time?
No, I didn't read this thread before I saw the movie.
Okay.
Or film.
I remember when it dropped. But it was a lot. It's 148 tweets.
Did you read the whole thing?
No,
I know it. It went viral before the thread was even finished.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember reading some of it and being like, wow, this is crazy. Mm. But I didn't finish it.
Well, my first note on Zola, which is just the apex of film criticism, is just noting the runtime, but I love it. 86 minutes. If you can do all that and tell your story and have these like really fleshed out characters and really strong scenes and situations and everything's so good and it's all under 90 minutes, it's the best.
Yeah. It's short and sweet.
Is it sweet?
I think it's sweet. I think it wants to present itself as sweet.
Hmm.
I feel like all the, like, especially, like, the sound design of it.
So masterful.
It's so pretty.
Yes.
Just the harp and the xylophones and the Twitter sound, the tweeting.
Yeah, the integration of, like, phone noises mm-hmm. into the score and the sound design is just really inventive and really speaks, like, it ties in with what the story is about, how the story came up.
Mm-hmm.
Some really interesting connections made just with the
woo-hoo. Mm-hmm. Like when a character says something and it'll go woo-hoo.
Yeah.
It's like, pay attention to that.
Mm. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's a film. What? You know this is my new thing. Why do we have to wait until the end to ask if it's a movie or a film? Let it inform the discussion.
Okay.
I think Zola is a film.
You think Zola is a film? I would agree with you that it's a film.
Well, let's get into it then.
Yeah.
We start with those harps.
Beautiful, beautiful strings play.
Mm. Dreamlike.
Mm-hmm.
And romantic.
Yeah.
And the first image we see is of Zola and Stephanie in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Getting ready. Mirrors on mirrors.
Yeah, they're in this mirror room.
Mm. And we get a fourth wall break right away.
Mm-hmm. It's a voiceover, and he says, "You want to hear a story about me, about how me and this bitch fell out? It's kind of long, but it's entertaining."
And that was the first tweet, right?
Yeah, first tweet.
Yeah. So we open in the restaurant where Zola works.
Mm-hmm. It's like some country-themed log cabin-looking place.
Yeah.
And Stefani is in her section.
Mm-hmm.
Stefani's with this guy, this cheese ball, I'd call him.
Oh, the community leader.
The community leader, yeah.
No, yeah.
And she wants jalapeno poppers. There's little things like that are just so funny. Of like, she wants jalapeno popper. She didn't even look at the menu. Like, she just wants what she wants.
And it's always trash.
It's trash. Just fried cheese and a pepper. They don't have it, but she takes one look at Zola and just starts laying on the compliments really heavy.
Mm.
And they lock eyes. And they're almost like entranced with each other from that moment on.
Yeah, it's a romance
mm-hmm.
between these two women
mm-hmm.
right off the bat. And then we get this freeze frame on Stephanie making the dumbest face.
The dumbest face.
It's hilarious.
I'm glad you said that.
And this is where we start to hear the Twitter chime, like, really accentuating these moments.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when you get those notifications, and if you have those sounds on, there's, like, a dopamine rush that you get on your phone, through your phone. And I feel like the sound is mimicking that and kind of showing, oh, this is the emotion that these two are feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of superficial.
Yeah, Stefani comes behind her, the workers area, gets real close to her, and she just says, "You want to go somewhere with me tonight?"
Mm.
And then the lights cut off one by one.
Yeah.
And it's like there's a xylophone note for each cut off.
Mm.
And then it just, A24 presents.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really good. Also, there's something really nice just about, like, I guess, the grain.
Mm.
And the framing of everything so far is, like, really close.
Yeah. Really well shot. Really well considered.
Mm-hmm.
Even before we meet Stephanie, we just get, like, in this short spurt, just a sense of how Zola moves through the world and through her work.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the only competent person around.
Mm-hmm.
She's like asking her, I guess, manager, like, what tables she has. Mm-hmm. And the manager can't even, like, answer her. She's just, like, looking down.
Mm-hmm.
And you just get Taylor Page's just incredible reactions.
Just so much face reaction. Great face.
Yeah.
She has a great face.
Yeah. Just amazing actor. So they go out.
Mm-hmm.
And they hit it off.
Yeah, they're dancing together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they bond. They have, like, this talk, like, the same bitch who does this is the same bitch who does that.
Yeah.
Just, like, bonding. Like,
sis.
Oh, yeah. Zola, or Stephanie does this thing where she just repeats everything Zola mm-hmm. says, like, mm-hmm. and then takes it to the excess.
And then, like,
should be noted that Stephanie is a white woman and Zola is a black woman.
Yes.
Very important.
Very important. But while they're talking to each other, I love that there's, like, the subtitles of, like,
I feel seen and heard.
Yeah. Of, like, what's really happening here.
Yeah.
Like, they're really connecting.
Mm-hmm.
While they're chilling, Zola notices Stephanie's baby.
Yeah, on her wallpaper.
On her wallpaper. And that becomes really important because it becomes a point of, like, emotional compassion for Zola later on.
Yeah, we learn that she looks like her, except Zola, Stephanie thinks she looks like her father, but he has a lazy eye. We hope he doesn't get that.
Mm-hmm.
And then she gets the call. She has to go. So, like, their little first night romance is cut short by that, and the car pulls out of the parking lot, and then you get that title card at Zola.
Mm-hmm.
I love how it has the at, like, the Twitter handle,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, the small text, like, 2021 A24 something, like a classic film.
Mm-hmm.
Really announcing itself as a film.
So we just saw that really amazing connection happen and just how engaged Zola was. And then next we get Zola with her boyfriend.
Yes.
Who...
A little different.
A little different. They're not connecting in the same way she was connecting with Stephanie. I mean, she comes in the house looking gorgeous, and he's just on the couch playing video games.
Losing. Because he's a loser.
Doesn't, like, even, like, notice her or say anything. Like, damn, baby, you look good.
There's all these, like, little things that, like, the boyfriend's not even a significant character, but the screenplay and the performance and the direction does such a good job of just telling you all you need to know about certain characters very quickly in, like, very interesting ways. So the fact that he's just losing this game, and then, like, offering, like, you want to play next? And she's clearly so disinterested.
Yeah.
And just wants love and attention, maybe?
Maybe.
And then it cuts to them, like, eating breakfast. And Zola's just on her phone. I love the cupcake.
The tweet sounds background. Are going off, and she's just interested in her phone, which is probably like Stephanie texting her.
Right. Meanwhile, the boyfriend's just like asking questions, mm-hmm. and she's not even listening.
Yeah.
An old, tired relationship, I guess. And then it cuts very quickly to them at a restaurant eating now, and they're still kind of having the same nothing conversation. Yeah,
she's looking at her phone again.
She's still looking at her phone.
Yeah.
And then he's like, they're back at their apartment, and this is all within like 3 minutes, just like quick cuts, get mm-hmm. to the point.
He's asleep.
He's asleep while she's killing it on the pole.
Yeah, just practicing.
Just practicing, but light work. It's impressive. It's impressive work.
And then her phone goes off, and it's Stephanie. And I like the way this is shot, because it's like they're just reading their text. It's just like,
yeah.
In real life, it would just be the text, you know, or it would be like a text bubble, but it's them actually saying it.
Yeah, I don't love when movies and TV now do like you see the text on the screen of the texts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like you get that a lot in a lot of different stuff now.
Yeah.
Where they try to incorporate. Because it is such a big part of how we communicate in the 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
As a society.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the way that Zola finds its own way of incorporating that. And so you get like the wide shots and you see each woman's like spaces. But then when they're reading the text as if it's like, they're just reading text. It's not like emotion. There's no emotion in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's that close-up shot almost as if it were through like their camera phones, the phones in their cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, especially with like Stephanie, you see like the camera's very close to her chest looking up at her face. And it's this very stilted speech like, I'm going to Tampa. My roommate and I are going to drive. And my friend got $5,000 at this club.
Yeah. Last time I went down there, I met a basketball player.
It was lit.
It was lit, yeah. And she's like, damn, girl, we just met. And we already taking whole trips together. Like,
yeah,
you know. But yeah, no, they just met the other day. And she invites her to go to Florida. Red flag, red flag.
They're in Detroit, by the way.
Yeah. But she is 100% down, ready to go. She's just like, I'm going to fuck my man into submission, and then you can pick me up in the morning or whatever.
Yeah, so she like has sex with her boyfriend and then uses the sex or the orgasm, the male orgasm, to like get him to agree to let her go.
Mm-hmm. Something that's really cool about the sex, and maybe because it's like written by a woman and shot and directed by a woman, but something about just like when they were having sex and he asks her, are you close, and she laughs and says no, and then pushes him down. I was like, yeah, that's accurate.
Yeah, that's the female gaze.
Yeah. And she gets what she wants, of course, because she's good.
She'll be noted, the real Zola was very involved in this production.
Yes.
She's a producer herself,
mm-hmm.
and has a story by credit. Cool that they let black women tell their own stories.
Yes.
And that, or if they have help, it's from the help of black women artists.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they all meet in the morning, and Stephanie goes, says, hey, this is bitch Zola, and then Coleman Domingo, who is credited as X, goes, hey, bitch Zola.
Hey, bitch Zola. Then he gets the freeze frame intro, and we get the voiceover. It'll be 48 hours till I know his name.
Mm-hmm.
Just a mysterious character.
Just a mysterious character. And so they've early on in the drive, they have this Hannah Montana moment.
Right. Should be mentioned, it's X driving the car, the Stephanie's roommate.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie in the front seat. Zola in the back with Derek, mm-hmm. Stephanie's boyfriend, mm-hmm. played by Nicholas Braun, who's like 6'10",
mm-hmm.
awkward, has like this chin strap goatee,
mm-hmm.
The flat brimmed hat, the oversized polo,
baggy and just jeans.
All the insecurities, and
he's dressed like Soldier Boy Tellum.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, he's definitely dressed like Soldier Boy Tellum.
So yeah, they have the Hannah Montana song. Almost like a mini music video.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good. They're all having fun.
It's fun.
I like how it starts. It's like filmed also as if it's from a camera phone. And it's as if it's Derek's phone. And it starts with him like wiping the lens with his baggy polo shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. It's bad for lenses. It'll scratch them.
Ooh, now I know.
Yeah, you got to use a microfiber cloth. We get Stephanie standing out the sunroof.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime someone's like outside a car, I just think of that other picture we talked about, Hereditary.
Oh boy.
Movie could have been over quickly.
Very quickly, very abruptly. Vine makes an appearance. You remember Vine?
Yeah, that had a moment.
Yeah, little 6 second.
What's Vine? Clips. It's like TikTok that wasn't owned by the Chinese.
Yeah. Very short. Much shorter.
Oh yeah, TikToks can be long, right?
Yeah, it's like 15 seconds to a minute now.
Huh.
Yeah. And he loves his vines. He's like laughing at this 6 second clip over and over.
He keeps watching it.
Yeah.
Anytime he's watching one, it's like you hear it like 5 times.
Mm-hmm. And then Stephanie says something about like he does funny shit all the time, and then you get another freeze, or no, not a freeze, just a voiceover of her saying, I ain't seen him do no funny shit yet.
And then he just says, I'm gonna make movies like this.
I'm gonna make movies like this.
Movies.
6 second movies.
I know on our podcast we can maybe have a habit of like talking down on movies versus film, but like at least what we call movies aren't vines.
Aren't vines. Yes.
They're still art.
Mm-hmm.
No offense to the viners out there.
R.I.P. They're long gone. So this next scene is one of my favorite scenes. I remember being in the theater like, oh my goodness, this is like so good.
Is this the wash your ass scene?
This is the them pissing on the toilet scene.
Okay, so yeah, we get this title card. We cut to nighttime. We're at a gas station or service area. I love how the day and the time is Friday, 2:25 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the iPhone font centered in the frame just like it would be on an iPhone. Just mm-hmm. another way that the mobile technology is integrated into the style of the storytelling. And then we have this overhead camera. You want to go?
Yeah.
Tell us about your favorite part.
It's like really good, like character, like what's the word I'm looking for? Like just like showing of like two characters.
Yeah.
Where Zola is taking a piss and she squatted over the toilet seat. And we see her piss, and it's pretty clear. And then we go over to the next stall and see Stephanie is sitting on the toilet seat, and her piss is very yellow. It says a lot about these two characters.
It's like a toxic yellow.
It's like really bad. Like her insides are bad. She's bad. She's a bad person. Zola is clean, and she at least drinks water.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a great showing of like these two characters in a pissing scene by pissing.
Yeah, and that's the first of a couple times in this movie that they'll use urination to tell you something about the character.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone pisses.
But it's how you piss.
Yeah, there's something you can learn about people through how they piss.
Mm-hmm.
In the commentary, Janixa said, like, if the movie had to be like just one scene, that's the scene that encompasses the entire movie.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's like Zola has her shit together.
Mm-hmm.
Can't say the same about Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
You are messy.
So earlier, it was good vibes in the car, Hannah Montana, all that. But now Stephanie is telling the story about this nappy-headed girl with doo-doo draws who was giving her problems at a strip club.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see it in Zola's face by the language that she's using, that she is now uncomfortable and is not, is kind of disassociating in a way.
Yes.
And she's just kind of like, word. In fact, all that's all she says.
All she says is word. Meanwhile, Stephanie is like repeating herself, doing like this character of the person who's she's shitting on.
Mm-hmm.
You're so dirty. You're make more money than
ghetto,
you.
You hood booger. Like, this is like the language.
And then Derek stepping in, just going, wash your ass.
Wash your ass.
Wash your ass. And he says it like four times. It's like a nightmare.
There's a moment before he joins in with her, and I think he only does it because he's nervous, but he looks over at Zola with a side eye when she says ghetto.
Yeah.
And he's like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
So let me hype it up. Let me change it and just make it about washing your ass.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, Detroit to Tampa, very long car ride.
Mm-hmm. The vibe has changed.
Quite a bit.
And they pull up to this
motel.
Yeah.
It's a two-story motel.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant shot.
Brilliant shot.
This wide shot. You see both stories.
Mm-hmm.
The car. These two boys on the second floor. Kind of playing basketball.
It seems weird.
Very surreal.
Very surreal because they're doing the same motion over and over. And so the dribbling is in a continuous rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
Very dreamlike.
Yeah. And it goes on for a very long time.
Yeah.
Derek opens the car and immediately like tosses his sneakers out.
Mm-hmm.
Like off of his feet. He goes like, my sneakers leave first, then me, then he puts his shoes on.
Yeah.
They all get out. The camera stays stationary on this wide shot the whole time while they're eventually making their way upstairs to their room. Well, to Derek's room.
Yeah, this room is for Derek since the girls are going to be at the club all night.
And he would be down to come with, by the way, but X gaslights him into, like, pretty much says, no, you're tired, right?
Yeah.
So no, I'm not tired.
No, I don't want to be here. And he starts to like have a panic attack, and he really doesn't want to be left alone in this motel in the middle of Florida.
This motel with the TV mount like on the wall, but no TV.
Yeah,
there's a fan on the ceiling that's not working, and a fan on the ground, and just like too much furniture for how small of a space it is. Just very cramped.
Mm-hmm.
And poorly lit and just uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable. And we see the uncomfortability through Zola, who is just like, I don't even want to leave my bags here.
Yeah. And she just stays right by the door.
Yeah.
The entire time. Meanwhile, X sits down in like the big chair, really holding court, telling Derek he's tired.
Mm-hmm.
Telling Zola and Stephanie, we're going to this club. This is what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Really calling the shots.
Stephanie gets him to calm down by doing this heart thing. Like, my heart is your heart. Your heart is my heart. Like,
yeah.
And,
aww.
It's cute at first.
Is it cute? Because X says, I'm going to throw up.
And it works. It calms him down. And they waste no time between that moment, like that quick moment of him being calm and them rushing out of the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, he's like a pet.
Yeah.
That you just have to trick.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he's being treated. So now you get to this Tampa strip club.
Mm-hmm.
First thing we see is the prayer circle backstage.
Mm-hmm. Featuring T.S. Madison, who is praying that they send men with money, culture, and big dicks.
Yeah, we want some high credit score.
Yeah.
And everyone's repeating, 840, 840. And then she's like very much brings Jesus into it. And at one point even speaks in tongues.
Yeah, she's like, ooh, I feel him. He's moving. He's moving. And she's
the
like,
Holy Spirit.
She's catching the Holy Spirit. And she's like, ooh. And yeah, it's really funny.
Then we get the Who You Gonna Be Tonight, Zola sequence.
Mm-hmm. Very dreamlike fantasy. And we see her in different stripper outfits.
Yeah, all of her different options of who she can present herself as to the world.
Mm-hmm.
To these men.
We learned that it's a panties and pasties joint.
Right, which Zola points out means they're not going to make very much money.
Right.
How are you going to take us all this way to a place where we have to cover up our nipples and can't actually strip?
Right.
And you say $5,000? Really?
Right, $5,000 in one night. Sure. Stephanie goes to take a picture of them together, and there's a freeze frame. And she says, in a voiceover, from here on out, watch every move this bitch makes.
Hmm.
And this is where the story really starts to take off.
Yes. I love when they're taking the pictures. You have the camera, like the camera they're using to film, has like the shutter that's going off.
Mm-hmm.
As if that's like taking the picture.
Mm-hmm.
I like that effect. And then Stephanie says, oh, we look so great. I'm going to send these to X. And Zola says, why? He says, I don't know. We look cute. And she says, what's the deal with you and him? She says, I don't know. He takes care of me. Another freeze frame.
Yeah. And in stripper culture, that means he's her pimp.
Mm-hmm. So they perform.
Zola dances. She's killing it.
I love how it starts with her coming out to clean the pole.
Mm-hmm.
Just to like remind us, like, this is a woman doing her job.
Doing her job.
This is work.
She's a professional.
She's performing to like four dudes.
Yeah.
But she's doing an excellent job, even if she's not making very much money.
No one is throwing money on stage.
There's one gentleman that reaches over and puts a $1 bill in her panties. Mm-hmm. And tells her that she looks like Whoopi Goldberg. And it is like this perfectly cast Florida man.
Mm-hmm.
Like no teeth.
White beater, dirty. Yeah. Yeah. And she's just like, oh my goodness.
By the way, looks nothing like Whoopi Goldberg.
Nothing. I think that's what makes it so funny.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very funny picture.
Mm-hmm. So at a certain point in the night, Stephanie asks Zola how much money she made.
Wait, hold on. Because we talked about Zola performing, but we didn't talk about Stephanie performing.
Okay.
Which we see Zola's prowess. And then we just see Stephanie does... All we see of her stripping is this one move she does where the pole's in between her ass cheeks and she's just shaking her ass. And it's like, she's doing the bare minimum.
Bare minimum.
Mm-hmm. Just no effort.
We've seen this move before.
Yeah.
So yeah, she asks Zola how much money she makes, and Zola's like, why? And she's like, because X is gonna ask. And she's like, what? And she's like, you'll see.
Yeah, she says the manager says there's a patron here that wants a private dance. Are you interested? Zola right away says pass.
Pass. She does not do private dances. She has a line. She does not cross it.
Mm-hmm. She's got principles.
Mm-hmm. So they take more pictures together and Zola's pasties.
Yeah. Later we see that the private dance that Stephanie ends up giving is to the guy that said that Zola looked like Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
And he just has the dollar bills and he has like one more in his hand and Stephanie just says, I'll take that one too.
And he's like, okay.
Yeah.
Just holding on to this $1. Just like, yeah, I'll take that too.
So then at the end of their time in the club, we have this wide shot of them like under this red light. And the camera just moves in very slowly on them.
Mm-hmm. And that's when they talk about the money.
Right. Yeah. And we learn about the Backpage ad,
mm-hmm.
which is a sex work app.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, X picks them up and he's like, how much money did you make? And they say, nothing. And they're like, hey, you guys want a trap?
He says, damn, my other girl didn't make much tonight either.
Yeah. And so he's like, I set you guys up on Backpage. And that's when Zola sees the picture on her phone. And she's like, hold on, wait. We just took these pictures in the dressing room. What is happening here? And she puts it together and she's like, all right, cool. Do you, boo. I'm not going to hate
you. Yeah, no disrespect.
This is not for me. I'm going to get out. And she goes to get out the car. And the Coleman Domingo is so good. The way how scary he gets so quickly. And also just like his accent.
The Nigerian accent comes out.
Yeah, it comes out.
Up until this point, it was an American accent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden, he's Nigerian.
And very scary. And it's just like, get the fuck back in this car. And threatens her like, I know where you work. I know where you live. When I say get back in this car, you get back in this fucking car.
So she does, and then he says, put on your seatbelt. Safety's important. After threatening her life, wants her to put on the seatbelt. And then, of course, it's the thing where the seatbelt's jammed.
Yeah, so it's just like, doom, 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 doom. And then she gets it to click. And so they go to this hotel. It's a very nice hotel.
We get this shot in the car of, like, Zola's in the back seat, and it's shot of X, like, yelling at her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Coleman Domingo's face taking up, like, half of the frame
mm-hmm.
from the front seat. But the focus is on Zola in the back. But it's just, like, the mouth. And it's, like, the profile shot.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the way that is set up.
Yeah. Also, just, like, the way he tries to, like, slip back into his American accent. Yeah,
like, it's all good now.
Yeah, it's all good. We're good. We're back on to normal.
So now we go to the upscale hotel.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing like the motel where Derek's staying, but it is also pretty tacky.
Yeah.
There's, like, fake plants in the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
They get in this glass elevator, and they go up, and you have this, like, kind of ominous music.
Mm-hmm.
And we get in the room, and this is our next bit of a character urination moment, because the first shot from within this room is X using the bathroom, marking his territory, grunting, like he can't get it out.
He can't. Yeah, he has to, like, force his body to get the pee out.
That's great. Then he leaves the two women mm-hmm. in the room to get to work. And we have this wide shot, and there's, like, a shelf in the middle of this hotel room that creates, like, this artificial split screen.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it's still just one frame, but the shelf divides them. So you see Zola and Stephanie on, like, two separate sides. It really accentuates, like, we are not the same anymore. Like,
yeah, you're not on the same page.
Yeah, I don't see you or understand you at this point.
Yeah, and Zola's telling her off, like, you're messy. You're a messy bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain is broken. Her delivery is so good.
Zola refuses to have sex with any of these Johns.
Mm-hmm.
But she still has to, like, let them in. So she lets the first guy in, and mm-hmm. he's racist. He says, I ordered a white chick.
Yeah.
Really, like, scary presence from mm-hmm. this large man.
Mm-hmm.
Large, ugly man. Who then comes to see Stephanie, who's in, like, the Britney Spears Hit Me Baby One More Time outfit.
She's in a schoolgirl uniform.
Yeah.
And he goes, how old are you? And she goes, old enough.
With a little lollipop that he later, like, takes from her mouth and puts in his mouth.
Yeah. It's very, I guess perverse is a word you could use.
Yeah.
They start to have sex. It freezes because Zola is in the corner with her back turned.
She's like in timeout.
And she looks over her shoulder in disgust, and it freezes, and then it just goes, they start fucking, it was gross.
Yeah, then it cuts.
And then it cuts.
This film has full frontal male nudity. I love that it's a film about strippers. You don't see any tits.
You do not see.
You don't see any ass. No female nudity.
None. I think I was very amazed by that when I was watching it, and I was just like, wait a second, I haven't seen one naked woman. And now I'm seeing all these dicks.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get to the dicks. So the guy, once he's done, he pays her $150.
Only $150.
And Zola's like, what the fuck, girl? Like, you make $150 on a bad night stripping. And Zola's just like, yo, pussy is like worth gold, like it's worth thousands, like what are you doing? So a little bit earlier, I would say Zola used the baby. She used that like tearful,
oh, right,
story,
because Stephanie said I do this all for my baby. Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to drag you into this.
Yeah,
like everything's for my baby.
Yeah. And so Zola is gonna help her out by taking new pictures of her and then upping the price from $150 to $500.
Stephanie is in disbelief that it would work, but right. Zola says if he likes the picture, it doesn't matter what the price is, he'll pay it.
And she's right.
She gets a call right away.
Right away.
And so begins a montage containing all of the male nudity previously mentioned, including this one penis that has stuck in my mind.
Yeah.
Since we saw this in theaters in 2021. Was this the first movie we saw back in theaters? Oh, no, it was Green Knight.
No, it was this.
It was this?
This came out in the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Zola.
It was this?
Yeah, we went to go see Zola.
Nice.
Yeah. It's very weird. It looks like a very beat up eggplant. Like,
yeah.
No lie.
Yeah. And then you get the Instagram heart. That shows up on screen on that penis.
Yeah.
And the way this montage is done, it's like a camera roll.
Mm-hmm.
So like more images keep coming up from the bottom scrolling.
Mm-hmm. And
I like that.
You know, you see all the men like grunting and like really, really into it. And then she doesn't even have to fake it. Her involvement is like means so little to them.
Yeah.
Back at the motel, Derek is making friends.
Well, first he's
afraid.
He's trying to leave a voicemail. He says, like, I'm hungry. I think I'm about to go get some food. I wanted to know if you wanted anything, so let me know. And then you hear, nothing has been recorded. So he goes outside and he meets some guys.
Yeah. Guys he runs away from at first.
Yeah, they ask for a lighter and he like can't really even talk to them.
Yeah.
And he just goes to this liquor store that has bottles like stacked to the ceiling. Just surrounded by bottles.
Mm-hmm.
This was shot on location in Tampa.
There's nothing to do out there but drink.
And then this man, Dion, from outside the motel, shows up at the liquor store.
Mm-hmm.
Don't I know you? Haven't we met?
Yeah. So, at the end of the montage, the sex montage, Derek calls again, and Stephanie picks up. And he's kind of letting his new friend Dion hype him up.
Yeah.
And make, like, talk to her in a way that he hasn't talked to her. Like, you're lying, I'm going to leave you, all this stuff.
Yeah, the strip club's closed, where are you?
Right.
Where? Which club are you at? There's no place called Ding Dongs.
Right.
Yeah. Let me talk to Zola.
Right.
Says, what's up, Zola?
Mm-hmm.
How are you, Zola? And then Zola, like, stands up for herself, says, I have no reason to lie to you, blah, blah, blah. And he just hangs up on her.
Yeah.
Doesn't let her talk.
Yeah. Stephanie takes what is known as a hoe bath, which I think is funny, that she's taking a hoe bath and not a full bath after a night of sleeping with
How many?
She made 8,500.
All right, so divide that by 500. You get 1, 2, 3, 4.
Math.
What is that? Like 17 men?
17 men.
And all she does is a sink shower?
Yeah, where she just washes under her underarms and her stomach.
This is the only moment that we have with just Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
And she... I just love the scenes. You know this, listeners. You know this, Terrell. I love mirror scenes.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't know what it is when it's just an actor looking at their own reflection, just reacting to their own being.
Yeah.
That aloneness. Who are you when you're alone with yourself?
Right. She's dirty.
She's messy.
She's broken. Her brain's broken.
Mm.
So in the morning, X comes in, peels the cover off of them,
tickles their feet to wake them up,
asks how much they made,
and right away Stephanie takes all that money out. Right?
Says we made 8,000, and Zola just looks at her like, "You didn't have to tell him. He wouldn't know. He would have just thought that you know they made the $150." They could have kept thousands of dollars. She gives it all to him. He throws a little bit at Zola. And then Stephanie acts like, can I have some? He's like, no. this is when you get like real pimp language. When it's just like, don't I clothe you? Don't I feed you?
I take care of you. Yeah, that costs money.
All of this costs money. You think this is cheap? Yeah, it's for sure.
Yeah, what was he doing all night?
Exactly.
Like undervaluing his...
Drinking smoothies.
His person, yeah. They get back to the motel.
Mm-hmm.
And they... Derek is leaving Dion's room and they're talking about like magic tricks that he was showing him.
Yeah.
They're buddies.
They're friends.
He made a friend. But X is furious.
He gets very paranoid. He takes off his belt like he's gonna beat him.
Well, he smacks him, then he takes off the belt.
Yeah. And he's like, no, we gotta go. We gotta get the fuck up out of here.
Yeah, they could come back with guns. They could rob us.
Yeah. So they finally reach the nice hotel that Zola thought they were gonna get to the first night.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice.
Yeah, the first scene from within this hotel... once again, is X grunting into the toilet, trying to get some piss out.
Yeah, trying to get that last little squirt out. Derek is upset because he thought she was done with this business.
Mm.
And she does the, who does this belong to? And who does this belong to? Pointing to their hearts again. Freeze frame, voiceover from Zola. They start fucking. It's gross.
Yeah, a little callback.
Mm-hmm.
Zola finally gets to just chill by the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Which is all she wanted, right?
Right.
Just a trip to Florida.
Make some money. Have a good time.
But then X shows up, like eclipses the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Gets in her face.
Gives her some money. Gives her credit for, you know, making so much money.
True.
But Zola's ready to go, and he grabs her face and says, no.
We got more work to do.
We got more work to do. When I move, you move. When I get up, you get up. And there's like a waiter that comes around and tries to intervene, but he really doesn't want to like up in that, you know. And they say that they're good, and that's good enough for him.
Yeah, after X is, like, choking Zola a little bit.
Yeah. I'm like, no, we're good. And then he's like, okay.
So, yeah, they've got some clients. They got to go meet them at their places. And X enlists Zola to go with. And Derek catches on to what's happening, and he kind of freaks out and mentions that she's done this before, dragging other girls into this.
Mm-hmm.
Zola's pretty pissed about that.
Yeah. And Zola, my favorite thing about Zola is, like, she will, like, say it to your face. They're in the bathroom together, and Zola's just like, I don't like with you. I mean, I don't like you. I don't fuck with you.
Yeah. So then X pops back in, and we meet Baby, X's lover.
Very voluptuous, thick, juicy woman.
Yeah.
With a gun.
With a gun.
A little gun.
And X and Baby are wearing, like, matching outfits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's his main squeeze. Derek posts.
Oh, yeah. Derek's so mad he posts on Facebook.
The back page spread. And X makes him delete it and then crushes his phone.
Well, no, gives the phone to Baby, mm-hmm. who then crushes the phone with her stilettos.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then when you get that crack screen sound.
Mm-hmm. When she walks in, there's another voiceover freeze frame. And it'll it'll be 24 hours before I hear this bitch's voice.
Yeah. Really builds up the tension of, oh, what does she sound like?
Yeah, who is she?
And speaking of not knowing, of there not being voices, we get this scene out on the balcony. Once again, Zola's just trying to enjoy a moment of peace,
mm-hmm.
looking at the sunset on the balcony. And X comes through, opens the sliding door,
mm-hmm.
closes it. And now we don't really hear sound. It's very muffled. You don't hear the dialogue of the scene, but it's played out in silence and you can tell what's going on. He mm-hmm. gives her a bag. There's a gun in it that she pulls out. She's not comfortable with the gun, mm-hmm. but he makes her keep it.
Right. There's a lot of trust in that. Because you're kind of holding her hostage and you give her a gun. Why wouldn't she just point it at you and just be like, yo, I'm getting the fuck up out of here. But she's just like, no, I don't want this gun. I don't want to do anything. Let me go.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in that same scene where she breaks his phone, he reveals his name, which is a really good scene, a really good moment where he's like, what's my name? Say my name. And I can't say his first name.
It's like Adewale.
Owale.
Owale.
Owale is his last name.
Yeah.
And I was just like, ooh, what is his name going to be? What is his name going to be? And then it turned out to be that. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Nigerian man, mm-hmm. with a Nigerian name. You get this score now using like the noise. I don't know if that was a good impression of it. The typing noise from iPhones.
Mm-hmm.
And it's used in like this really tense way.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty great. Yeah. What?
Okay.
You're like raising your finger.
I know, because
tell us.
There's a few things, because X does that. Whose heart is this? Right in front of Derek, and it's really cold and it's really pimp. It's like some cold pimp shit that you realize that what he's doing to her, she's doing to him.
Mm-hmm.
Like she is the same person. I mean, she's not the same person, but she's using the same tactics as
the oppressor the oppressed becomes the oppressor.
Right.
Really cycles of abusing power in relationships.
Mm-hmm. And then on the TV screen, this reminds me of Jackie Brown. On the TV, there are women in heels and dresses getting stuck in mud.
Yeah.
And it's like this thing where they're like, oh my God, I'm stuck. And like, it's just like, how do you even find that? Like, how do you like get into something like watching women in bikinis with guns talking about guns and then women getting stuck in like cars. Their
car stuck like in on mud. A beach or in mud.
Yeah.
And it's just like, obviously echo Zola's situation where she's fucking stuck in this awful situation.
Yeah.
I'm stuck. Gangbang?
Gangbang. Yeah, gangbang's the second house, so
Oh, what was the first house?
So they go to the first house. We really don't see what's going on inside, but Zola goes back to the car and her and Derek have a moment of like levity or leveling where, you know, he admits that reason that he is like into these or like really like showing off these Vine videos is because he's trying to distract himself.
Oh, right.
And says that she is his best friend and he would do anything for her. And then he's just like, you know, she acts like, are you homeschooled? And he's like, why? You think I'm stupid? I look stupid. And she's like, what do you think I look like? Like, we're in the same car right now. I'm doing the same thing. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then right before they go into the second house, full of a bunch of men. Mm-hmm. Zola gets a call from her mom. Briefly takes a call. Phone call from her mother where she says, oh, I'm in Tampa. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Very sad. Very human. Just in the middle of all this. Just reminding you this is someone with a family.
Right.
With love in their life. Mm-hmm. Not. And yeah. It really sucks. Let's not go to Florida.
She's gonna get gangbanged. They circle her, she gets down on her knees.
Yeah, and they didn't know they were walking into this situation, and the men in the house are like saying, oh no, we talked to him on the phone and he said this was the price.
Yeah.
And that you would do this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then the men all say in unison, we ain't proper.
Yeah, yeah, we're savages, man, we ain't proper.
Yeah, yeah. And then the circle is filmed in this very like hazy, dreamy, almost like drugged aesthetic.
Mm-hmm. And then Stephanie looks directly at the camera and says, do you want to hear a story about how me and this bitch fell out? It's kind of long, but whatever.
I'll make it quick.
I'll make it quick.
And then we get another title card at Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
Because now this is a little short film within the film where we get Stephanie's version, and similar to the text in the beginning of Zola where it says like on October blah 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 2015 Zia King had this series of tweets that went viral based on the story, and then you get for the at Stephanie like in February 2016 Stephanie told the following story in a Reddit AMA
on Reddit.
Yeah,
so now she's like this really proper Southern girl who
she's a Christian. She fears God.
Mm-hmm. And she's just like this really like black girl came over to us and like Zola. No,
the
has
way
like,
the way she says hey, it though, she says very ghetto, very black,
very black. And Zola has like hay in her hair. Yeah. And she's like smacking her gum. And she's like, my friend who was like, what, the community leader?
Yeah, now he's a community leader.
Right? And she's like, she called and asked if she could dance at the whatever. And she's like, they do that?
Yeah, she said, can your roommate who's a promoter in Tampa get me to dance there? And I said, I didn't know that was a thing. I don't know how this works.
Mm-hmm. And then we see Zola in a trash bag,
literally wearing like a trash bag and
nail
she has
salon like paper flip-flops and like a very like short tight fro doing the like most stank walk into the car
wearing a trash bag with all of her things in a trash
in
bag
a trash
also
bag, yes. And she starts to break down like how Zola became jealous of her because everyone liked her. And all the men wanted to sleep with her.
Zola was too dirty. They didn't let her dance at the strip club.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, everyone loved me.
Yeah.
I love how she keeps bringing up, like, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She said, oh, of the night of the back page of them sleeping, she was like, the guys didn't like her. She only made $1. it's a funny short quick bit.
Then it's off to another location, more clients. This time a hotel. They open the door, and right away, Stephanie's grabbed and forced into the room.
Mm-hmm.
And Zola has time to run.
Yeah.
So she runs out, frantically makes a phone call. Derek shows up. X shows up. X decides, let's go for it. We got guns.
Yeah.
Let's get into that hotel room. We're not calling authorities. We'll take care of this ourselves.
Yeah. X gives up his gun. And they pretty much all get taken captive.
Oh, yeah. They knock on the door. We learn that it's Dion from the motel.
Right.
It was a setup.
Derek's like, what? This ain't you, man.
Yeah, I thought we were buddies. We ain't buddies.
We ain't buddies.
And this isn't you, as he's making him strip. And of course, Derek's wearing like these dinosaur boxers.
And Derek is the only one that actually strips.
Yeah, true.
Nobody else gets undressed but him.
Very quickly strips.
Mm-hmm.
So there's Dion and a friend, both with shotguns.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to rob Stephanie of all the money that she's made.
Yeah.
At this point, Zola's just complete, like we saw her before, like removing herself from situations mentally. Mm-hmm. But at this point, she's disassociating so much that even we as viewers on the screen just start to see like that one window screensaver.
Yeah.
Of just like colors. She's colors
completely gone.
Yeah.
And then she's like called and she's like snaps back into it. And X offers her up.
Offers Zola. Yeah.
But only as a decoy. But Zola isn't in on it. So for her, it's very real what's happening to her.
Cause, yeah, she's raped.
Yeah, he touches her.
Puts his fingers inside of her.
Mm-hmm.
But it's used as a distraction because X gets the jump on him.
Yeah.
Gets the gun in his face.
Mm-hmm.
Gets Dion to get his friend to put the gun down.
Mm-hmm.
The friend is so funny. Like he's just like another character that was dragged into something he doesn't, like a situation he doesn't want to be in.
Yeah.
He's like, man, it was so chill. We were just eating dinner at your grandma's house.
Mm-hmm.
X has the gun in Dion's face and Dion's not scared. He says, no one shoots. I've been in this situation before. You're not going to shoot.
Right. And he does.
Bam.
Right in the shoulder.
The friend
Zola
starts.
Is like crawling out of the room.
Yeah.
She's on all fours, just crawling. Mm. They're all running.
We get this one moment just with the friend and Dion in the hotel room. And Dion's on the bed bleeding. And the friend is just like, are you okay, man?
Yeah. So they're running out. I guess Florida is a weird place and very. This whole picture is a bit surreal. So it's like they're running out. The light is like green and fluorescent. And then sitting by the pool is this little person smoking a cigarette going.
Safe travels.
Safe travels.
That's Lynchian, right?
Very Lynchian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Lynchian.
Mm-hmm. So they're driving off in the sunset, which is so beautiful.
Sunrise now.
Sunrise.
It's been a long night.
It's been a long night.
It's beautiful. A new day.
It's like purple and fuchsia.
And they throw Dion's guns out into Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
The moments in this film where they're just like in the car moving are very, I don't even know what I'm trying to say about them, but like, there's these shots of the car and just like the wide open road and kind of nightmarish almost.
Mm-hmm.
Just driving. But they eventually get to X's Mount. What is, no, Malibu's in California. Miami?
Yeah.
Is that where they are now? Miami home.
Where the very voluptuous woman is making breakfast and smoothies and. There's a moment earlier where she drops him off and she's just like, I love you. You know I would kill for you, right?
Yeah.
She would. She would kill for him.
X's place is, everything is white. It's just completely devoid of color, whereas the women had been wearing like such colorful outfits. Mm-hmm. Everything was so full of color. Then they finally get into his space and it's just a blank canvas. There's nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, you get that painting on the wall by the kitchen of Baby and X.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like they got their portrait taken.
Yeah.
Kind of cute. They're a team.
They're a team. So Owale is finally going to let Zola go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get her a ticket home and get Derek a ticket home as well. But Derek doesn't want to leave without Stephanie.
And he says he's going to kill himself if Stephanie stays with Owale.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to do it. And then the girl, the other one is just like, do it.
Oh, Baby. Yeah, just do it.
Do it. And everyone is just like, you know, calling his bluff like he's not going to do it. You're just being dramatic. And then he actually goes for it. He actually jumps over the balcony. And the movie ends with them driving him to the hospital with bloody head.
Wait, when he's running.
Okay.
You're just...
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Because you're going to talk about how cartoonish it is.
Well, he trips first. Mm-hmm. He starts running, and it's like these marble floors, and he trips on them.
Yeah.
Just the physical comedy from Nicholas Braun playing Derek, just golden.
Mm-hmm.
He trips, and it's so cartoonish the way he like jumps out of the balcony.
Yeah.
It's like the second floor.
Yeah.
He misses the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah, bleeding out in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, director Janixa Bravo was the one that did the makeup for the head wound.
Ooh.
Also, they rented the car, and the car rental company didn't know it was for a movie.
Mm.
So they were scared the whole time that the blood was going to get on the seats.
Oh. So Zola, not Zola, Stephanie turns back to Zola and she's like, you know, I love you, right?
Yeah, in the middle of this wild situation with these two men, like one has power over her, the other she has power over him.
Mm-hmm.
It's just back to her and Zola, because this is a story about female friendship or frenemyship, or just like why you can't trust
everyone you meet.
People.
Yeah. And Zola just looks at her with a scrunched up face, and then she just opens up the window.
Disgusted.
And opens her window
to get air.
Yeah, and just like let her hair blow in the wind as they drive off. And that's the end of that.
And that's the end of that, and then we stay with that shot of just the car
mm-hmm.
in motion, driving, as the credits roll over that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a journey.
It's a journey.
And the film ends. It's a very filmic ending where not necessarily, like, things aren't really resolved plot-wise,
mm-hmm.
but there's a thematic resolution, which I think mm-hmm. distinguishes it from, if it were a movie based on a series of tweets, we mm-hmm. would get the full picture.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, it's more impressionistic, more about the mood,
mm-hmm.
the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely more that happened after that, but we don't need it. We don't need it.
We don't really need it. We know that Zola was returned safe and that she's okay, and then she's here telling her story.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I agree. Zola is a film.
It's a film.
For all those reasons that we just said, for every single reason we just
said. It's so good.
It's really good. It's really good to have this story told that is about women, told by women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it adds a certain characteristic to it, a certain care to it, a lens to it that you go, oh, if this was shot by a guy, it'd be very different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you can follow us at Movie Film Pod. We don't have any threads that are 143 tweets long, but
not yet.
We got some content. You could also email us at moviefilmpod@gmail.com. We got our first email.
Ow.
I know on our last episode I was complaining that no one ever emails us.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Mom, for emailing us. And Instagram too, at Movie Film Pod. That's where you find us.
Mm-hmm.
Rate, review, subscribe.
Yes, please give us 5 stars.
Thank you so much for listening.
And give us a review.
And, you know, we got 125 other episodes in case this is the first one you're hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Go back, check them out.
Yeah.
There's a lot to enjoy from movie.
Film.
Wash your ass.